World History presents U-Boat Hunters in the Atlantic, read by Patrick Warner.
Welcome. A fact that's often overlooked is that the most important battle of World War II was not fought on the beaches of Normandy or in the ruins of Stalingrad. Instead, it was fought on the waves of the Atlantic and in the depths of the raging oceans, where German U-boats tried to starve Britain into surrender by cutting off vital supplies of food and war material. Today, it's virtually impossible to see any trace of the battle that cost the lives of over 100,000 soldiers and sailors because the wreckage lies on the Atlantic seabed or has long since rusted away. Consequently, it can be difficult to understand the significance of the Battle of the Atlantic, which raged from 1939 to 1945 and which remained largely in the balance until 1941. Naval supremacy in the Atlantic, and with it Britain's very survival and freedom, was paramount. Without a base in the British Isles, the Allies could not have bombed Germany's means of production. They could not have secured the Normandy landings and opened up the Western Front in Europe. Without that base, the Allies could not have supplied the Soviet, British, and US armies with arms and equipment, and the war on the continent would have been almost impossible to win. Naval supremacy in the Atlantic laid the crucial foundations for defeating the Third Reich. Although the British, and Churchill in particular, feared defeat by the German U-boat fleet, victory was never in serious danger. But it came at a high price, for the German Wolfpacks had only one thought in mind: to sink more cargo vessels than the Allied shipyards could produce, even at the cost of their own lives. This German kamikaze approach was to send thousands of men, women, and children to their deaths before British tracking technology became so advanced that the German subs ended up hunted like wild game. Find out what was at stake in U-Boat Hunters in the Atlantic, where you can follow some of the most dramatic events of the war, as told by the men, women, and children who lived through one of the most terrifying, grueling, and long-lasting battles of World War II. Contents: Third Reich on the Offensive. 1. Germans strike first. 2. Deadly struggle in the Atlantic. 3. The war's last eyewitnesses. 4. The Grey Wolves struck. Allies gained the upper hand. 5. Britain strikes back. 6. The perfect U-boat. 7. Hitler chose the wrong strategy. 8. 5 years under the sea. Third Reich on the Offensive. 1. Germans strike first. The heart of the Royal Navy lay in the natural harbour of Scapa Flow, where Germany's Imperial Navy had been scuttled after World War I. German U-boat captain Günther Prien sought to avenge this humiliating defeat when, in October 1939, he snuck his sub past the base's defences and prepared a daring raid. By Elsa Christensen. It was a dark and moonless night as the German submarine U-47 approached the Orkney Islands off the northern Scottish coast on the 13th of October 1939. From the submarine's turret, its commander, Captain Lieutenant Günther Prien, looked out to sea. The sky was covered by heavy clouds that night, and a fine drizzle saturated the air. The only light came from the white foam on the tops of the waves. In the distance, off to port, the rugged coast of the islands formed a black silhouette beneath the dark sky. "Are we going to visit the Orkneys, sir?" asked Prien's second-in-command, Lieutenant Engelbert Endress, standing by his side in the gentle breeze. His tone was light, but the captain knew full well that his deputy had seen through him. He might as well be honest. "Take hold of yourself. We're going into Scapa Flow," Prien replied, before turning to descend into the U-boat's interior to steer the sub westward. "We will lie off the coast on the bottom," he added, before disappearing. "Tell the crew to assemble in the forward mess." He was finally ready to reveal his closely guarded secret. The following day, U-47 was to sneak in unseen and strike at the Royal Navy's very heart, its chief naval base in Scapa Flow.